I'm here with Eleonora Rosatoni, who's part of our design team that helped design this exhibition. So tell me about this image of Mimas.
The first time I saw it on the screen, I felt very dizzy. I felt floatiness, and I really wanted to get back onto the floor, and I switched off the screen.
Well, space has that effect on people. These objects are immense, and there is no sense of up or down in space. So that's kind of a normal feeling. I feel that all the time looking at these images.
That's very interesting, because I've been looking at scale and orientation as something that we need to look at when we consider in the visitor's journey. And something that is really interesting here is the sense of scale and the relationship between the moon and Saturn.
Well, the rings themselves are huge, and the planet Saturn is huge. But in fact, the rings have a dimension which is a bit like a sheet of paper. While they're tens of thousands of kilometers across, they're only about 10 meters thick in some places.
As a designer, I find it really kind of interesting, the proportion and the scale, the movement, the colors, and what could be a texture. I'm wondering what it's like if I was there touching Saturn. What would it feel like?
One of the interesting things about Saturn's rings is that they're the most noticeable thing around the planet, yet they're composed of this really wispy, thin disc of material. And the moon is made of the same kinds of materials, that is, little bits of ice and dust, but it's composed of a spherical object that contains those materials. So you'd be in a spacesuit, you wouldn't smell or feel much of anything, but you certainly would lose your sense of up and down, and you would notice the huge scale of these icy, dirty rings around the planet.